MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Fobela Yates, Managing Director at Equilibrium. Fobela, appreciate the time. A recent article you sent out talking around, I suppose, behavioral biases in a sense. You were talking in particular about home country bias. We know our home country. We know the brands and we often overinvest and it's bad for our returns.
Yes, it is. By the way, that isn't a phenomenon that only happens to South African investors. We see this across the globe. Regardless of which market you live in, investors tend to have a bias towards their own home country. And it's for a variety of reasons, but most of them are actually behavioral or belief biases.
It absolutely is. And, one of them you mentioned, for example, was familiarity. I know lots about Woolies and ShopRite as two examples. I kind of know that Tesco's and Walmart's exists, but I've never experienced them, which kind of puts them into a further sort of distance to me.
Absolutely. So because you know the brands that you use, you believe they're going to outperform brands that you don't use. And the problem is, as you correctly say, because you don't know the other brands, you don't know whether they're stronger or weaker. And actually, having diversification in any portfolio comes with a lot of benefits. All research globally shows that.
And it's also, some of it's availability bias. And that would have been a much bigger issue locally a decade or two ago. These days we do have, I'm trying to think, we probably have as good availability as an investor sitting in any other market.
We do. So particularly if you're in a portfolio that has a global asset manager looking after your assets, they would typically not only look at local stocks, but stocks across the entire universe. And from an availability point of view, there are a lot more vehicles these days. Yeah. The Regulation 28 constraints have been lifted to quite a large extent. When I started my investment career, we could invest 10% outside of South Africa.
That's
now
right.
Almost half our portfolio, 45%, can be outside of South Africa. So we're constantly looking for opportunities in different geographies.
And I liked your point a moment ago where you said it's sort of, we shop at ShopRite, so we think it's the best. I remember, and this goes back a long time, I think we had four QSR brands on the entire JSE, yet they had nine pizza brands in New York. You mentioned diversity. It is just, it's the old cliche, the world's your oyster and you need to take advantage of it.
We do. And actually, a very good example, even in the current environment, is if you built a portfolio on a 60-40 basis, so 60% exposure to equities and 40% exposure to fixed income or bonds like and money market like instruments, and it was all in South Africa, you are really restricted to such a small universe of just over 200 shares, right? And then our South African bonds and money market instruments. If you did the same, but you expanded it to include other emerging markets outside of South Africa, as well as developed markets, not only do you get exposure to such a large universe of different shares and different bonds or fixed income assets, you would also get exposure to different industries that you typically won't get here.
Yeah, yeah.
So for example, energy. Energy is not an industry that we have a lot of exposure to in South Africa, but lots of other economies do. You know, the tech sector is a lot more diversified internationally.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned that this is not unique to South Africa. I mean, we're obviously talking South Africa, but it's not unique to us. And you did some research on your team in the UK, and you found the bias.
We did, actually. It was very interesting. We have a team in South Africa and a team in the UK. We're one team, but we sit in different jurisdictions. And I thought it would be interesting to compare the range of portfolios we run for mainly UK-based investors versus the ones we run for mainly South Africa-domiciled investors. And it was so interesting that the offshore portion of the South African portfolios is a lot more aligned to the MSCI weightings. Mm-hmm. And maybe just for people who don't know what that means, it basically means that when you look at the whole world economy, different countries contribute different amounts to world GDP. Mm-hmm. So we're a lot more equally weighted. We don't tend to go into one specific region, like only going into China or only going into the US. Whereas for our UK investors, their offshore portion still tends to have a UK bias in the overall portfolio. Mm-hmm. So they allocate a lot less to the MSCI world. And so what that does is it actually results in very different performance from two different ranges where the same investment team is looking at the portfolios. And it's just driven by what the investors ask us to put together for them.
Absolutely. And it's a fascinating example. And I suppose to conclude, I mean, we can't, biases are part of a human nature. It's what and who we are. The answer is in recognizing them and then managing them.
Absolutely. So the way that we always say we believe very strongly in the value of financial advice. Mm-hmm. So we always say that if you're not sure what your biases are or how to overcome them, it's probably a good idea to speak to a certified financial advisor and help them manage these biases, because it's human nature. All of us have biases.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even know that we have them. So financial advisors are very good at guiding you through those.
Yeah, and perhaps those are the ones that we don't know we have are the real problems, because, well, we're unaware. We'll leave it there. Flabella Yates, Managing Director, Equilibrium. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.